Tennessee's top education officials say they don't suspect any organized cheating, even as a third of the state's graduates failed to get all the necessary credits last year. WPLN's Blake Farmer says the state initially revealed the issue with diplomas in a report meant to shed light on why Tennessee graduates tend to struggle so much in college.
Turns out 1 in 3 diplomas were given to students who didn't get the 22 credits they were supposed to. Most often, seniors were missing their foreign language requirement, or maybe they took enough social studies courses, just not the right ones. The state's chief data officer, Nate Schwartz, says the deeper he digs, the more he's convinced it was all an honest mistake.
In looking at the data and in working with our districts, we just haven't seen evidence of that kind of bad behavior yet. It might still come out, and if it comes out, I would argue that our willingness to publish this report about ourselves provides some evidence that we'd be willing to say it if we find it, but I don't think we've found it yet.
No recent graduates are going to have their diplomas revoked. State education officials are letting schools know what does and doesn't work, like that journalism cannot substitute for an English credit. But they're also looking at making it harder for students to get a waiver from taking their foreign language, especially since most 4-year colleges require it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.